In the personal ads this week, ABW seeking FS from the MSM. Is it personal? Michelle Obama says she doesn't like being seen as some angry black woman in a new book on the behind-the-scenes power struggles at the White House. First Lady seeks a fair shake in the MSM, mainstream media. Is it personal? Is it possible? On this Thursday, January 12th, it's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Celeste is away for a few days. We're going to begin this hour by revisiting a portrait of Michelle Obama presented in a new book. We'll also discuss some of the new cloak and dagger surrounding the U.S. and Iran, allegedly. That and more this hour. But many of you are still talking about the candidates you're supporting this election cycle. Sophia has some advice for the GOP. If people really want to replace Obama, then choosing someone like Mitt Romney won't do it. He's too far right. Instead, they should choose Ron Paul. He will get the Republicans by default, the freedom-loving independents, and some Democrats who don't like Obama anymore after seeing his performance. Tell us what you think by calling 877-8-MY-TAKE. But first, let's check the morning's top headlines. A judge in Mississippi has temporarily blocked now the release of 21 inmates pardoned by former Governor Haley Barbour, who's now out of office. Jim Hood, Mississippi's attorney general, tells CNN Barbour failed to publish pardon requests 30 days before they were granted, as required by law.
He violated the Constitution, and those many, or if not most, of those so-called pardons he gave will be held null and void.
Before he left office, Governor Barbour gave reprieves to more than 200 inmates, according to the Associated Press. The Marine Corps says it's investigating a video that appears to show four Marines urinating on the bodies of Taliban fighters. In a statement to our partner, the BBC, the Pentagon said it is egregious behavior and unacceptable for a member of the U.S. military. One Afghan member of parliament, Fawzia Kofi, tells our partner, the BBC, that even Afghans who don't support the Taliban would be upset by the video.
I think the reaction from ordinary Afghans would be that the disrespect to that body is not acceptable under any culture or religion.
A Taliban spokesperson called the video too shameful for us to talk about. This morning, the NATO-led security mission strongly condemned the actions seen in the video. In 2005, reports that U.S. prison guards at Guantanamo Bay urinated on copies of the Quran sparked riots that killed more than a dozen people in Afghanistan. President Barack Obama is proposing new tax incentives to help American employers bring home manufacturing jobs that have moved overseas, a move he calls insourcing. The president says increasing labor costs in China give the U.S. the chance to take back some manufacturing jobs. Two-thirds of Americans believe there are now strong conflicts between the rich and the poor, according to a new survey from the Pew Research Council. Respondents ranked friction between the rich and the poor as the greatest source of tension in American society right now. The Republican presidential hopefuls are in South Carolina today, of course, campaigning ahead of next Saturday's primary. Mitt Romney hosts an early morning meeting with voters in Greer. John Huntsman heads to a GOP breakfast on Daniel Island, and Rick Santorum will hold a town hall meeting in Charleston. Newt Gingrich has two events in Columbia this afternoon. The Supreme Court has ruled that religious workers can't sue for job discrimination. It's the first time the court has recognized what's called the ministerial exception, which exempts churches from certain anti-discrimination laws. The court didn't define what constitutes a religious employee. The Mexican government has updated its drug war death toll. Sadly, since 2006, more than 47,000 people have been killed in drug-related violence, it says. Markets are positive across the board in Asia and in Europe. Futures are up as well for Wall Street. The Dow starts at 12,376. The S&P begins at 1,287. And the NASDAQ opens at 2,367. We'd like to extend a big welcome to the Takeaway listeners joining us, perhaps for the first time, on those stations who are a part of the New Jersey Public Radio Network. Welcome to you. All this week, we're discussing the 2012 election season and asking who you're supporting. Patrick wrote this on Facebook. Mitt Romney is getting attention but will not offer change. Same corporate donors, same basic policies. Ron Paul is the only real change and the only chance to help level the playing field for all Americans. Now, if we can just get the media to stop declaring Mitt the nominee, as they have for the past year. You know, it's a Ron Paul effort focused on The Takeaway at 877-8-MY-TAKE or thetakeaway.org. We'd like to hear from everyone involved in the political campaign. Coming up in a few minutes, the new book, The Obamas, is out, and New York Times correspondent and author Jody Cantor joins us to discuss it and react to some criticism from the First Lady herself.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.